1005. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, right? Yes. I'm sorry. I'm just doing the math here. Am I? Yes, it's Wednesday. My gosh, is it Wednesday? It's a beautiful Wednesday. Tremendous Wednesday. Most tremendous Wednesday in the history of Wednesdays. President Trump has declared this day today the best Wednesday ever. Tremendous. Why am I so happy? Are you sure I'm happy? No, I really am happy. I'm not one of these phonies. You ever notice the phonies? The phonies that can convince you that they're weeping for some reason? Last night, we're watching Big Brother here. It is our summertime guilty pleasure. Heidi and I absolutely adore Big Brother. We have for many years, and so we have watched it for many years. And there's a woman on there. A woman's name is Angela. And Angela's an interesting character. She's been on Big Brother one time before. But Angela is one of those crocodile tear generators. And so you can never actually believe that Angela is really upset or sad or anything, because it just seems like the woman cries at the drop of a hat. And I was watching it last night. Heidi and I both were, and I'd like to think that I am a slightly better examiner, that I have a slightly better understanding of people who are and are not honest, sincere, etc., etc., etc. Phonies. In other words, I got a really good BS detector. And you develop a really good BS detector when you're dealing with people who would like to kill you. I understand. Been a long time since I wore a uniform or pushed a cruiser around. But you very quickly, when you're on the street, you develop a really good BS detector. You got to be able, in a matter of seconds, to determine, is this person legit or not? Are they really a danger and a threat? Are they really good people having a bad day, right? You got to get that. So I'm watching Big Brother, and I said this weeks ago to Heidi, I said, oh boy, you know, with Angela, it's going to be the waterworks. So what do you mean? I said, well, you remember? She's a crier. Oh my God. I was like, lady, they jumped on your sandwich instead of mayonnaise. Lighten up. Rub some dirt in it. Take a lap, would you? But she is one of those. I'm not one of those. On those rare occasions where you might hear me, well, I get choked up, right? Germ, you've noticed that. You're probably keeping a very close running tab back at the radio factory for malevolent purposes to be used against me at a future date. I know, I understand. I am okay with that. Don't apologize for it. You be you. I'll tell you exactly when I've done it. As I've read my birthday letter to Julia, oh, and apologies to 804 from yesterday, who just said to me I should never, ever, ever speak about my, quote, daughter with issues again. Yeah, there we go. We're talking about my daughter with issues again. Anyway, so, yeah, I know I've sometimes gotten a little choked up on that one. But, yeah, you know, it hits close to home. It's the real deal. And that's what you get with me. You don't get the phoniness. There are a lot of people in the phony arena. You know, if you're weeping every day like Angelo and Big Brother, I got news for you. You're full of crap. And nobody should believe you. And that's what I'm watching last night on Big Brother. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, really? Now here's the good part, I guess, is that some of the other people on the show have figured out she's full of crap. Some of the other people on the show have figured out, I don't think we can believe her. And last night she was exposed, or well, we watched it last night. I guess it happened a couple of days ago, as a liar. And once you go in that liar category, do you ever, ever, ever come out of the liar category? That's actually my question that I just want to pitch it at you for a second. The reason I say it is this. In the Big Brother arena, it's a game, right? That's what it is. It is a game. And you know what? people lie as part of the game because you're playing a game. And you know going into the Big Brother house, people are going to lie to you. And I personally don't think you can be all that upset when somebody lies to you in that setting. In that setting, you know, it's like bluffing when you're playing poker. Am I going to stop speaking to you forever? You're dead to me. Why? Well, you said you had three of a kind and all you had was a pair. Really? We're playing cards, dude. Lighten up. Right? You can't hold that against somebody. But if somebody's a legit liar, strange choice of words, Mr. Katz, but all right, but you know what I'm saying. A legit liar, literally looking you in the face and lying to you, and it's not as part of a game. Far as I'm concerned, you are dead to me. That's it. I will never, ever trust you again. Anybody remember Ed Koch? Ed Koch was the mayor of New York City. Well, it's a long time ago now that I think about it. When I was a kid, Ed Koch was the mayor of New York City. And I always liked Ed Koch. He was he was just a really cranky, crotchety Jewish guy. And I identify with him. But Ed Koch had this great dictum. He said, always forgive your enemies, but never forget their names. I've taken that to heart throughout the years. I think it's good advice, except in the area of lying. If you are someone who has lied to me, as far as I am concerned, you are dead to me, and I will never remove you from the liar list. Last night, as we're watching Big Brother, there were some folks on there who were saying, well, that's it. Angela is dead to me. And I turned to Heidi. I said, you know, you can't do that in the show. And she said, yeah, it's a game. They're playing a game. You're not really friends in that house. Because people say that, well, you know, she's my best friend. You've known her for 30 days. It's like the showmances. Oh, I'm in love with so-and-so. You've known him for 6 hours. No, you're not really in love. No, you're a 22-year-old dude with testosterone raging. You might be in lust, but you're not in love. You gotta trust your friendly old Uncle Jeff on this one. It just, to me, is such a phony environment. But anyway, I want to throw that out there to you. If somebody lies to you, are they dead to you for the long term? Or do you have some sort of way of, bringing them back to life? And if you want to talk about the phonies, right? Again, it starts with Angela, who just cries all the time. Every time you turn around, the woman is crying. And if somebody's always crying and you know they've not been clinically diagnosed with depression, then you know they're full of crap. And at that point, I put them on the liar list because I'm thinking, well, you're a phony. So I've got Angela on my phony list, but the setting says to me, that's okay. Because it's not the real world. It's just a good old-fashioned TV game show is all that it is. So do me a favor, hit me up over on the James River Air text line, please. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Just shoot me a quick note. Doesn't have to be a long dissertation. You don't have to give me references. I don't want to see bullet points. I just want to know. Do you or do you not allow people more than one chance if they have lied to you? I do not. And if you want to grab a piece of the phony part, the Angela part, the crying all the time part, what do you make of that? Do you still reach into your pocket to pull out a tissue, or do you think, oh, here we go again? I mean, I guarantee you, you've got friends, you got family that, you know, probably cried at some point. Then you want to be a decent person. You want to comfort them. But if it's a couple of times a week, what do you do? I would personally urge them to seek professional help. If it's every day, then I'm thinking you need more than professional help. You may need like a locked ward to deal with whatever issue it is that you're dealing with. So do me a favor, grab a piece of that real fast, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Oh, something just occurred to me. Do you include politicians on this list? Because I got news for you. There's a lot of prevarication going on with our political folks, don't you think? In other words, they're liars. So many of them are just flat-out liars. All right, well, talk amongst yourselves and then send me a text. 833-804-1140. We got some great stuff coming up. Some very interesting election results from yesterday, particularly down in the state of Florida. Republicans down there proved that they have absolutely, positively no tolerance for idiots, which I love because, as you know, I don't like idiots. We'll talk a little bit about that. We've got our buddy Barry Moore, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. He'll be here at 3:35. My dear friend Todd Starnes is going to be along. Todd says we are in the new golden age because President Trump has saved America. We will talk about that. I'm looking forward to that conversation, as a matter of fact. It is 3:16. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.